fever scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the muffins go? They go along to take your honey. Way down how we build our breakfast down and say, my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle, toe to toe. Pistol shows, hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine, my love, my love, love, love.
Hello.
Hi everyone.
This is Kayla.
This is Trisha.
And this is Black Stripes or White Keys. After a 2-year hiatus, we had not done our show when the pandemic hit because we couldn't think of doing this show not with each other. If people didn't know, the pandemic policy was that you had to do a show by yourself. So
you're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5.
Yeah, FM.
But yeah, it's been a long time.
It is so good to be back. It feels like old times.
Yeah. Old times and new, unprecedented times.
Yeah. Well, do we want to head right back into the tunes? Well, the first song we did is a classic of ours, mm-hmm. Breeze Blocks by Alt-J. We frequent that one. They're coming, actually, to Boston at some point soon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just found out about that. I think it's next year, but early next year, like January or February. Mm. So, fun facts.
Yeah, so I guess next we have Drunk 2.
Yeah, Drunk 2 by a band called Mannequin Pussy. And this song is so good. And they are also coming to the Sinclair next month, and I'm going to go see them. Yeah, but yeah, this song is really good, and I'm glad you get to hear it.
I've been going out all my life. Used to be one of the button ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the button ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the button ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? Used to be one of the button ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under my window.
Used to be
sleep to the sound of the sea, a familiar ocean that's swallowing me in a whirlwind of wonder. Oh, what can it be that I'm missing here? And I disappear. 'Cause this world, it keeps trying to pull me down. Cold and awake, then asleep in a warm and a comfortable place. And oh, oh, where do I go from here? Please direct the melody in my ear, 'cause I have stepped deep into a song that I'd like to forget. Disappear.
Around.
They're gonna eat me alive. If I stumble, they're gonna eat me alive. Can you hear my heart? Like a hammer.
Hello.
Hi, you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. That FM. Was Help I'm Alive by Metric.
Yeah, we also had a song Mess Around by Cage the Elephant and Disappear from Adrian Lenker's newest record. She's a singer in Big Thief. Yeah, and we had a Broken Social Scene song. Yeah, that's our playlist so far. It still feels very surreal to be back.
Yeah, it feels great to be back.
It does.
Yeah. We didn't plan very much today. We didn't, put songs on in advance that much or anything, but...
Yeah, I'm just glad that we kind of remembered how to work the board.
Just a bit.
Yeah. Well, we got a PSA for you. You know, I feel like a lot of people now just use the pre-recorded ones, but we want to go old school with the big old binder.
We're vintage here at WMFO.
Well, at Black Stripes or White Keys.
At Black Stripes or White Keys on WMFO.
We are vintage.
We are vintage.
So what do we got, Trisha?
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
Cool.
Yeah.
Texting and driving's bad, yet
Don't do it. That's why it's illegal now.
It is.
Yeah.
It's bad. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, we're looking up some conspiracies for the next break. We've got some good lighthearted ones. We're trying to stay away from stuff that is, like, overtly political.
Yeah, we don't want to make you all more sad than you already are.
Yeah, we already know that the world sucks, you know? Like, that's not what we're here for.
Yeah, but, yeah, stay tuned for Conspiracy Crackdown later, because I know that that's my favorite part of the show.
Oh, it's the best part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about how birds aren't real. They can. They are.
Birds aren't real.
But that one is one of our favorite ones.
There's no trees left on Earth.
No trees.
Typical, like, the moon landing was fake.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
I can't even remember all the ones we've done over the years.
I know. We've just done so many random things. Whatever looks ridiculous, we're like, great. That's good. There's no way. I love the ones that are just like, no way that it could be possible in any way, but people still say it.
Did we do Bigfoot once? Because the Bigfoot ones are really fun because people like say that they have seen Bigfoot.
Yeah. I don't know. We've probably talked about Bigfoot. I mean, how could we avoid it?
There's this website where you can go and find accounts from people about their sightings of Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
And they go into detail, and it's amazing. And I can't tell if they're making it up or not.
Yeah. You know what also would be fun for the month of October? Maybe Conspiracy Crackdown could be ghost stories.
Spooky conspiracies.
Spooky conspiracies.
Ooh.
I love... ghost stories and stuff like that. They're fun.
I love them too.
I also love Halloween.
I don't really love Halloween, but I like the idea of spookiness. The holiday itself, I'm not super psyched about. I love spookiness.
Oh, I'm getting a text from Daniel. Bigfoot once saw Chuck Norris, but nobody believed him. So you're saying Bigfoot saw Chuck Norris or Chuck Norris saw Bigfoot? Because there's a big difference there.
Maybe there needs to be a website for where Bigfoot can write his blog.
Yeah, write his blog.
Or her blog. I don't really know.
Or their blog.
Yeah.
We don't know. Bigfoot is whatever Bigfoot wants to be.
I feel like for some reason, I feel like people think Bigfoot is female, but I don't know where I'm getting this from.
I don't know.
It's probably the Bigfoot website I went on. Probably. I'm going to stop talking about Bigfoot now.
Yeah, maybe we should just listen to some music. Yeah.
Let's see what's next.
What's next?
Flat Beck Black. Flat Black by True Widow.
Flat Black.
That's the next song that we have on
it's
the
kind
playlist.
Of a tongue twister.
Yeah, we have a lot of
Flat
songs,
Back. Flat Black.
Flat Black by True Widow. Sorry to all you True Widow fans out there who are upset that we just massacred the name of the song.
I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
It's kind of a hard one. I don't know. It's the L's, you know?
Yeah, that's difficult.
All right. Well, let's get into it.
Yeah.
entirely fucked. It's such a stubborn reminder, one perfect night's not enough. It's just a constant headache, a tooth battle.
Hello.
Hi.
We wanted to get right to Conspiracy Crackdown because, obviously, why wouldn't we? So, we gotta prepare for this. You know, we have a little intro. I feel like maybe we should record one, but it's fun when we just say it.
Yeah, you get our live reactions to the craziness of people's beliefs.
Yes. You want to do our little... It's time for
Conspiracy Crackdown.
Oh, man. I had to do it. I still have this app.
Sounds like Blue's Clues. Okay.
It's good. So, we're going to start with one that I made up, actually.
I love this one too.
Yeah, we had a whole conversation about this like a couple weeks ago. So, you know, when you go to the grocery store and you're looking at products, you see a lot of stuff that say natural. And I feel like that's misleading. And I will give you an example. Just because something, I think it's because the conception is, if something says it's natural, people think it's healthier for you, and that's really, like, not always the case. And false marketing, I feel like shoddy marketing, false advertising, whatever you want to call it. But if you've ever looked in the peanut butter aisle and you see that there is regular peanut butter and natural peanut butter, some people will be like, oh, let me get the natural peanut butter, it's got to be better for you. And then you look at the label, and the only difference is the type of sugar they're using. But the sugar is still, it's still sugar. It's the same amount of sugar.
That's so rude.
I know. So regular peanut butter will have corn syrup in it, like the high fructose corn syrup, which we all know is not good for you. But then natural peanut butter is literally this, I'm pretty sure it's like literally the same, but it has cane sugar. So, technically, yes. Is cane sugar more natural? Yes. But it's still sugar.
Yeah.
Corn syrup is fructose. Cane sugar is glucose. Those are both simple sugars, and they will both be broken down the same in your body. So, I don't think it really matters what type of sugar you have. But you're going to pay more money for the one that has cane sugar, because it's natural.
Yeah, this is the way they lie to you.
Yeah. It's
this is
true.
Like when they say like something is diet, but then they, or okay, I'm not thinking of like diet Pepsi. I'm thinking of something else, like where they say that they
low
remove,
fat.
Remove one thing and add something else.
Yeah, so like it's not any better for you.
Yeah,
it's probably worse actually.
Like in terms of low fat things, they will remove fat and like add
a ton of sugar or something,
salt or something, and yeah,
to make up for the fact that it's getting rid of like something that makes it taste good.
Yeah, and I think I asked you this, but is natural peanut butter even, it's not organic, right? It's just,
I mean I guess it can be, but not necessarily, right?
Right, because when I see the word natural, that's what I think it's gonna be
organic. I don't know, I don't think so. Like if you look at Skippy Natural, I'm pretty sure it doesn't have like the organic seal on it, because I think organic refers to like how the materials are like farmed and sourced. Like are they coming from organic farms, and organic probably has to do with like what kind of pesticides they're using. I think organic doesn't have any pesticides. Don't quote me on that, but organic has to do with the way it's farmed, basically, and like where the ingredients are, like how they're sourced. So sometimes it can make a difference, sometimes it doesn't. It's really just like based on the amount of preservatives in your food. And there are ways to naturally preserve food, like salt is a way to naturally preserve food. You can use some like extracts do that too, like I've seen rosemary extract. But yeah, I just think that don't fall for the lie that cane sugar is better than corn syrup. I mean, unless someone tells me that for some reason corn syrup is like worse, not because of the fact that it's both sugar, but maybe for another reason, I'll be like, okay, fine. But they're both simple sugars. So I don't see why it would make any difference which one you have.
I mean, okay, there is something inherently a little off-putting about the fact that corn syrup is a syrup.
Like yeah, but liquid. Any syrup is just, like, boiled down sugar.
Good point.
Like, with water, yeah.
Yeah.
You have no problem going to, like, a coffee shop and then they put the syrup in your... A simple syrup is just sugar and water, really. But so I'm just saying, like... You know, if you want to have your cane sugar for, like, maybe there's, I don't know, but maybe there's, like, ethical reasons. Maybe with, like, the way that corn syrup is made versus cane sugar is just grown and off of that. Maybe the way it's made is more ethical, which is something that I'm not sure of. But in terms of health, natural stuff is not always better for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's sugar.
This is very true.
So, yeah, if you're really, like, interested in this debate... Let me know if you find out that there is a significant difference between cane sugar and corn syrup, whether that's, like, the way it's made, the way it's sourced.
Yeah, we invite you all to DM her with your sugar opinions. Yeah,
we have a Facebook page. We never post on it, but we're thinking about doing it now. I want to make a logo.
I would love if you made a logo. That would be so cool.
I can make a logo. I can't promise it'll be here for next week, but I can promise it'll be here eventually.
Eventually, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're busy gals, you know?
What do you think, what would represent us?
I don't know. I mean, so our black stripes or white keys, I feel like there's going to be something with lines, and it's definitely going to be black and white.
Oh, yeah. Speaking to the show title, we made this a long time ago. We were freshmen.
Yeah. I don't think it's... Like, I don't think it's very representative of our music taste anymore, but...
I think it's still fun.
I still like it, though, yeah.
So it was supposed to be, like, the black keys and the white stripes, but and then we mixed it up. And we were sitting in the dining hall, right?
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, you know what would be so funny? If we, like, mix these two bands together and then put a question mark at the end. You know?
Oh, my mom just texted me... The difference between fructose and... Okay, so cane sugar is pure sucrose, a disaccharide, two sugar compound. That's exactly how... Okay, so it is not simple sugar. It's like a compound sugar. But, okay, let's keep reading. That's exactly half glucose and half fructose joined by a weak chemical bond. High fructose corn syrup is a man-made substance that's roughly half glucose and half fructose, not bound together chemically. So they're literally, like, the same, just one is natural because it's from a plant and one is man-made. But I don't think there's any significant health differences.
Wait, so fructose is...
Because they're both made of two simple sugars. They're both made of fructose and glucose, but one is from a plant and one is made in a lab.
Huh. If you're a doctor, please tell us.
Yeah, please tell us. I really don't... If there's a difference, if it's better for you to have the one from a plant or the one that's made by people. I honestly don't think so. If it's the same, like... If it's made up of the same things, like, what's the major difference? Like I said, it might just come down to, like, how it's sourced and maybe it's more ethical to have it from a plant. I don't know.
Huh. I don't know. This is something that I truly know nothing about.
Yeah, but, you know... I feel like I'm right when I say that it's not any better for you health-wise.
I mean, don't quote us on this.
Don't quote us on this, but if they're both half fructose, half glucose, like, tell me that, what, you know, it's sugar.
This is not a medical advice show.
This is not a medical advice show. I just feel like sometimes I'm being scammed by natural peanut butter.
I think you have a right to feel that way. And then honestly, when you told me the difference between natural and non-natural peanut butter, I've also felt scammed. And I don't even buy peanut butter very much.
Yeah, they're not wrong by saying it's more natural. They are actually correct in saying that it is more natural. It's just the fact that people think that natural stuff is better for you. That's where it gets shady, you know?
Right.
It is like more natural. It's just not necessarily better for you.
Right. The word natural evokes within people like,
oh, my mom, she's got more facts for us.
Facts.
Cane sugar and high fructose corn syrup both have 4 calories per gram. Okay, so you're just compounding my evidence here. As sweeteners that are added to foods, they contribute pure calories without any nutrients because it's sugar. High fructose corn syrup is a bigger health concern only because it's added to so many foods and beverages, sometimes in large amounts. So, yes, it's both sugar. I can't see why. The thing is people really talk about high fructose corn syrup because it's in a lot of stuff. Like, it's in soda, it's in all that, you know, junk food. But when you go to Whole Foods and you see that they got, soda and it says made with cane sugar, like, don't be fooled. That's sugar. It's still going to be probably, bad for you just because, you know, having too much sugar is bad for you. So,
yeah.
Case in point.
I'm always surprised by how much sugar is in soda.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Like, you know those pictures where they have a food on one side and then the amount of sugar that's in it, right next to the food? Scare me. Those scare me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ma, for sending the facts.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just had that on my mind, you know.
It's okay. I'd have that on my mind too if I was betrayed by peanut butter like this as well.
I mean, I'm not really betrayed. I just noticed that and was like, "Oh, there's not really much of a difference."
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mhm.
There's really not.
There really isn't. It's all marketing, folks. You should go into marketing. It's probably you'll get to do stuff like that.
I mean, if you want to do stuff like that, you might not want to talk about natural peanut butter. I don't know. Yeah. Well, that was a long one, but maybe we can do one quick other one. I found a few funny ones.
Oh, yeah?
Well, one that I thought goes well with some of the other ones we talked about is that there's a conspiracy that the moon isn't real, that it's a projection. That one, there's a lot of scientific evidence that shows that the moon is real.
Does it say what it means by projection?
I don't necessarily know. It just says that's right. Some people think the moon doesn't exist. This conspiracy theory has gained particular traction with flat earthers, and they think the moon is simply a projection. I can click on the link 1 second. They have something underlined, but I have to go back to,
because I am imagining a very, very large projector.
Maybe
right
it's
now.
Like a projection from a satellite. That maybe that's what they think.
So they don't believe in the moon, but they believe in satellites.
How do you think? You know, yeah. All right, let's click on this link. Oh, I don't want to sign in. It's trying to make me join this stupid website, and I don't want to.
You're gonna get sucked in.
I don't want this.
You're gonna really believe that.
Just know that people are stupid enough to think that the moon is a projection.
That's a new one. That's definitely.
I know. I've never seen that one before.
Yeah, and why? Why would someone put all the effort into?
I don't know.
Projecting it.
It would be a lot. Yeah. It's like the Wizard of Oz, you know.
Yeah,
when he's just behind the curtain,
yeah, making up things.
Yeah. Well, I think we had a good conspiracy crackdown today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you for obliging.
Yes.
So yeah, we're gonna play a song as per request by my dad, and it is The Cars. What is it, Mixing It All Up, or
what?
What's the name of the song again? Mixed All Up.
All Mixed Up. By The Cars.
It's probably a song I know. But yeah, let's get into it, and then we'll come back for a little station ID and play it out. It was so awesome, like, being back.
Thanks for listening to 91.5 FM.
Yeah. There you go. WMFO.
WMFO.
Well, thank you everyone for listening. That was All Mixed Up by The Cars. And yeah, this was Black Stripes or White Keys. We got, you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Keep it freeform.
Yeah. Well, we got another show coming up for you. So we're going to play you out and then you'll hear some new tunes and get ready for more music on the next hour. Bye. Yeah.